Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
In this edition of Sports Spotlight, registration period opens for the 2015 Social Development Commission National 2020 Community Cricket Competition. Sports Minister Hale's inaugural staging of the Jamaica Winter Table Tennis Championships and more. Cricket enthusiasts around the country are gearing up for the staging of this year's Social Development Commission SDC National 2020 Community Cricket Competition. The competition officially gets underway on April 26, but registration is now open for teams interested in participating.
The registration started March 2 and is expected to conclude on March 27 at 12 p.m. Mobilization in terms of parishes and their registration process has been going on very, very well. And we have had a lot of the community cricket teams contacting even the corporate office for registration forms.
Public Relations Manager at the Social Development Commission, Delona Fleming. Soft copies of the registration forms are available on the SDC website, sdc.gov.jm, and on the special website created for the competition, cricketstars.net/sdc. Registration forms are also available at SDC parish offices. Teams are vying for national bragging rights as well as $1.2 million in prize money. The second place team will get $600,000.
15% of that will go towards a community project of their choice. And of course, it is supposed to aim and target it into developing their community space. So that is a rule and regulation of the competition. They must give back 15% of all prize monies, no matter how small or large it is, towards a community initiative.
Last year's winners, Racecourse Cricket Team from Clarendon, used part of their winnings to erect a fence at the St. Thomas Basic School and tiled the floor of the Criminal Investigative Branch at the Racecourse Police Station. Last year, 323 teams participated in the cricket competition, and this year the SDC is hoping for even greater participation and support from communities across the island as part of the agency's ongoing efforts to advance community development through sports. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is hailing the Jamaica Table Tennis Association and other organizers and stakeholders for successfully staging the inaugural Jamaica Winter Table Tennis Championships. The two-day event was staged on February 29 and March 1 at the Montego Bay Community College Auditorium in St. James. Speaking on the closing day of the tournament, Minister Nita Headley said the competition adds to the long list of international-level tournaments staged in Jamaica and will give even more credence to Jamaica as an ideal sporting destination. She added that with tournaments such as the Winter Table Tennis Championships, table tennis is poised to increase in popularity and perhaps compete with the more popular sports among Jamaicans. The two-day Jamaica Winter Table Tennis Championships attracted 25 of the world's top players, including Damien Provost of France, the Caribbean's number one player Emile Santos, and the United States-based Chinese player Bin Hai Chu. The sports minister is also encouraging sports enthusiasts in Western Jamaica to play their part in positioning that section of the island as an international sporting destination.
Westmoreland, like Hanover and St. James, has the great advantage of being in the tourism belt. This offers the opportunity for you to develop not just as a sport, but also as a potential big money earner in sport tourism. With the right investment from the private sector, the development of infrastructure for the sport, and full government support, there is no limit as to how far Westmoreland can go.
Mrs. Nita Headley adds that the government is playing its part in boosting the sporting infrastructure in Western Jamaica, having allocated $10 million each to the Petersfield and Grange Hill High Schools for the development of their sports facilities. The minister was speaking at the 2014-2015 awards presentation of the Westmoreland Football Association on Sunday. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.